The Silver Brumby's Daughter, written by Elaine Mitchell and read by Caroline Lee. Kunama never knew how the men had caught her. She had not seen them before the tornado came. She only knew that in the immense twisting wind, the flailing ice and the flying sticks and branches, a man, whose horse was quite beyond control, galloped alongside her for quite a distance, driven by the wind. The terror of the storm had filled her so that she was unable even to think of the man or to realise, as they neared the end of the valley, that another man had come up on the other side. Two men among all the madly, blindly galloping horses. She could only think of the ice-filled air, the great tearing wind, the branches and leaves hurtling by, the thick air that roared, lifting her with it. Even when the rope encircled her neck, she thought a branch had hit her. Blood was running down her shoulder from a deep cut made by an arrow of ice. The rope, flying unseen through the driven ice, was just something else out of the storm to bruise and cut. She galloped on. The rope tightened, but there was so much terror within her, in all the other horses, even in the air, that for a moment she felt no additional fear. The wind was flogging her, beating her, lashing her. The ice bruised her. The friendly world of snowgrass valleys and timbered hills was a wild, malignant place of twisting, flying trees. Then all of a sudden, she knew that there was worse still to come. She was being cut out of the mob, and as she tried to race ahead from between the two men, she realised that the bruised feeling round her neck was something actually there, holding her. That she was roped and held by a man.